Amru ha-philosophim, the philosophers claim, Shehamoshel benafsho, the one who rules over his spirit, controls himself, he's Moshel. Afal pi she'osa ha-maisim ha-tovim v'achashuvim, even if he does good behavior, does good actions, hu oso sam v'hu mis'ave el ha-pulos ha-ros v'nichsef aleihem. Not despite the fact that he does the proper actions, but inside he desires that which is evil. He yearns for bad actions. V'yichbosh his yitzro. And in the end, he conquers his yitzhar and he does what's right. V'yachlo kolov b'ful osof. And there is a inner conflict with his desires and his actions. Amash she'iruhu o'ilov kochosa v'tavos v'tchunas napsho. There are the actions that his inner self wants him to do, tries to arouse him to do. V'yasa atovos, but instead he does what's good. V'umitzda'er ba'asiyasa v'nizok. And there is a certain amount of inner pain, and even inner damage, or there's an inner, as we said, a conflict, because of the fact that he desires to do bad, and yet despite the fact does good. That's the Moshel Benafsho. Ava ha'chosid, but the pious person, who shenimshach bepulosov achamasha t'ireyu atavosu t'chunoso, the chosid, the pious person, is the person who his actions are drawn after the very same things that his inner desire arouses him to do. There's a certain congruency between what he wants to do and what he actually does. There is no inner conflict. V'yasa atovos v'hu mis'ava v'nichsef aleihem. He does what's right and what's good, but that's because he has an inner desire to do what's right and good. So these are the two people that we're describing. We're describing the chassid, and we're describing the Moshel benafsho. So says the Rambam, u'bahaskama min ha-philosophim, all the philosophers agree, she'achassid yoser chashav v'yoser shalim min ha-Moshel benafsho, that between these two, the pious person is the more elevated person. That's the personality that we should be striving more for. The chassid is more choshuv than the Moshel benafsho. Aval amru she'moshel benafsho kechassid b'nyanim rabim. That doesn't mean that they discredit or they don't give the credit that's due to the Moshel benafsho. The Moshel benafsho is a very honorable person. He overcomes his inner desire, but he doesn't reach the level. Uma'aloso lemata, but his level is beneath. It has to be that it's a lower level than the chassid. Lios mis'ave l'poel harav. Why? Just because of the fact that the Moshel benafsho, despite the fact that he and the chassid might do the same actions, but he's mis'ave for the poel harav. He has an inner desire and yearning for that which is bad, that which is evil. V'afal pi she'eino oso so, and even though he doesn't actually ever do those evil actions, but still, mipnei she'tshukaso l'ra, he tchuna ra b'nefesh. But since he has a desire for bad, so that reflects a certain illness or a certain evil place or sick place within his soul. Ukfar Omar Shlomo HaMelech al Vashlom Kiyotze Bozeh. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Nefesh Rasha Ivsura. The evil soul desires that which is evil. So that you can see from this Pasuk in Mishlei that having an evil desires translates into being called a Rasha. V'amar b'simchas ha-chassid ma'aseh ha-tov. And similarly in Mishlei, it says, regarding the joy, the simcha of the chassid, the pious person, when he does that which is good, v'hitztayer mi she'eino tzadik b'asiyaso, and the pain that is felt by a person who's not a tzadik when he does good. Zeh ma'amar, the following pasuk, simcha l'tzadik asos mishpat, there's simcha for a tzaddik when he does which is good. Simcha meaning some type of inner desire. So I think many of the Mefarshim explain this pasuk that, and there's simcha for the tzaddik when he does good, and there's simcha for the poal avon when he does mechita, which means some type of word having to do with destruction. The Mitzuda translates it as shever. But the Rambam is not interpreting the pasuk that way. The Rambam is saying there's simcha for the tzaddik when he does which is right, and there's mechita, and there's a certain inner pain when For the poale avon, when he does mishpat. For the sinner, when he does mishpat, meaning for the Rambam, the whole pasuk is talking about people who are ose mishpat. And it's simcha for the tzaddik, and it's pain for the rasha, because inside he really wants to do what's bad. He doesn't want to do what's mishpat. So the Rambam says that these two psukim, the pasuk in Mishlei, which again doesn't say exactly that if you have an inner desire, it means you're a rasha, but that the evil soul desires, or the soul of he who is evil desires bad, and the sinner feels pain when he does which is that which is good, and as opposed to the tzaddik who feels an inner contentment when he does which is good. So here the Rambam presents the view of the philosophers. And these are the psukim that seem to support that which the philosophers say. Okay, now the Rambam moves on to the next shita. But when I looked into this issue and I tried to figure out what do the Chachamim have to say about this, so I found that they say that those who strive to sin, who desire sin, excuse me, and nichsaf alam, they yearn for it, who yoser chashav v'yoser shalem, and then obviously don't do it, are yoser chashav v'yoser shalem asher lo yisav alayhem lo yitzdar b'an achasam. So such a person is on a higher level and is more chashav, more elevated, than the one who doesn't desire it at all. Ad sh'amru, why do I think this? Because I see that Chazal say, shekol asher ye'adam yoser chashav v'yoser shalem, that the more a person is complete, the higher, the more elevated a person is, such a person has a greater desire for averos and greater pain when he foregoes those averos. And they bring a raya for this, and they say, anyone who is greater than his friend, his companion, so his yetzer hara is also greater. Right, the greater the person is, so the greater his yetzahara. V'lo dayim ze ad shamu, and they say even more than this. Sheschara Moshe benafsho gadol if yirov tzar b'moshel benafsho. That the one who controls his spirit, the one who rules over his spirit, the Moshe benafsho, not the chassid, so he gets greater reward because of all of the pain he had to endure in this inner conflict to end up doing what's right. The amru lufum tzara agra, and they say lufum tzara agra to the the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, to the degree of pain will be the reward. They even, from a certain perspective, commanded a person to be misavel averos, not literally to try to develop a desire, but to not try to avoid or to ignore their desire. His hiru milomar, and they warned us not to say, you shouldn't go around saying, I don't have a taiva for averos. Even if the Torah wouldn't have asked it, I have no desire for it. That's not the right hashkafa. Fu amaram, this is what Chazal tell us, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, lo yomar adam yefshilecho basar v'chalav. A person shouldn't say, I don't want to eat basar v'chalav. Yefshilo bo shatneis. I don't want to wear shatneis. Yefshilo vo ala erva. I don't want to have relations, get involved in an illicit relationship. Elefshi, I want to eat non-kosher. Why wouldn't I want to eat a cheeseburger? I would love to wear these clothing. Okay, I found out that there's chutneys in it. Okay, that doesn't make it disgusting in my eyes. I wish I could do these things. You shouldn't say I don't want them. Elefshi, I do want them. Umay, I said, but what can I do? Avisham Hashem gozer alai. Hashem commanded me not to. Meaning the you see in this chazal that the driving force that should be preventing us from sin is not because of a natural aversion to sin, but because Hashem commanded us not to. No, inside I would like to do these averus, but Hashem told me not to. So the Rambam says it sounds like we have a contradiction here. On the one hand, we have the view of the philosophers, which are supported by the views by the Psukim and Mishlei, which seem to suggest that an inner drive for avera reflects being on a lower level, and an inner identification with doing mitzvos is the most commendable. That reflects being on the highest level. And then we have these other statements of Chazal such as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos or the statement of Shimon Gamliel, which implies that having an inner drive for Aveira and yet doing what's right, that reflects the higher level. So it sounds like there's a contradiction. Aval shneim emes ve'ein machlokes b'neim klal. But says the Rambam, there really is no machlokes, there is no contradiction, they're both true. V'hu, and I can explain this contradiction as follows. Shaharos asherin etzel philosophim ros, the evils that the philosopher speaks about, that when a person has an inner desire for sin that reflects a certain problem with the soul, to the degree that the philosophers say that the one who doesn't have that inner desire is on a higher level than the one who has it and yet conquers his Yetzirah, that's referring to the things that everybody identifies as evil, like shvichus damim, like murder and geneva and gezeila and ona, or stealing, or to harm someone who didn't harm you, or even worse, to do bad to he who did good to you, or to disgrace your parents, all of these types of things. These are all the mitzvos that Chazal tell us, that even if they weren't written in the Torah, we would have figured them out anyway. We're not enlightened to the problem with these actions just because of Hashem's commandment. We would have figured these out. And there are those who refer to these as certain great thinkers who were influenced by the Medabrim, which were the Kalam Muslim philosophers. Those who, they picked up this term from them, mitzvos hasichlios. These are the mitzvos hasichlios. V'ein safek, and there is no doubt, sh'hanefesh asher tichsof ledaber mehem v'tishtokek elov, that any person who, there's no safek, that if your inner desire is to do these things, and you have a yearning for them, inside you want to kill people, inside you want to steal from people, you want to disgrace your parents, shichaseira, that reflects a certain illness of the soul. Sh'hanefesh achashuv lo tesav alechem elu aros klal. And that because the healthy soul would never desire such things. And certainly wouldn't be in pain if he had to control, wouldn't need to control himself from not perpetrating these averos. That's what the philosophers were referring to.
But regarding the statement of Chazal, that a person who's Kovesh's Yetzer is on a higher level, and he gets greater reward, that's referring to different mitzvos. Heim hatoros hashimios. Those are regarding the what we call the mitzvos hashimios, which comes from the word lishmoa, the commandments that we had to hear. Meaning not things that are sichlios, not things that we could figure out on our own, but things that we require to hear from God about them, because otherwise we wouldn't know that there was a problem with them. These are things that if it wasn't for the Torah, there would be nothing wrong with them. The only reason we desist from doing them, we should avoid doing them, is because the Torah said not to. And it's regarding that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that a person should say, of course I want to do these things, but I don't, because the Torah told me not to. That which prevents it from doing it should dafka be the Torah. When you look into the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so you see, if you read it carefully, that this is very meduyik in what he said. Shehim lo amru, because he never said, al yomar adam yefshi la'arog ha'nefesh. He doesn't say in his examples, look at the examples that he brings. He doesn't say a person shouldn't say, I don't want to kill. Excuse me, I would like to kill. Yefshi lignov, yefshi lechazev. Doesn't say that a person should say, I don't want to kill, I don't want to steal, I don't want to cheat. Ela efshi. No, but rather I want to. Uma esa avish b'shraim gazer alav. But what can I do? Hashem told me not to. That's not what it says. Ela hiviu dvarim shimiyim, kulam. Rather, instead, it doesn't bring things like murder and stealing. It brings things that are the shimiyim, the things that we would not have known that they were usur if it wasn't for the Torah. For instance, basar v'chalav, levisha shatnez, arayos. So basar v'chalav, for instance, a person, there's no reason not to want a cheeseburger. And therefore, when it comes to murder, you're not supposed to inside say, I would love to kill, and walk around through the day wanting to kill people, but you control yourself. That doesn't reflect being on a high level. I mean, there's what to be, to commend him for controlling himself. But the fact that he wants to kill, that reflects a very low level. Or a certain sickness in the soul. But the example, Basar v'chalav, the fact that a person would like to eat a cheeseburger, but doesn't, because Hashem told him not to, that's the normal, that's the normal perspective. Why should a person have a natural aversion to Basar v'chalav, or levisha shatnez, or to wear something that's shatnez? If you find out that a suit that you bought has shatnez in it, you're not supposed to be disgusted by the suit. You're supposed to say, I would love to wear the suit, but I don't, because Hashem says not to. And that's the higher level. And arayos. Now, arayos is a little tricky. It's not clear exactly what he means by that, arayos. Because there certainly are, arayos is a very broad category. There certainly are some arayos that we would expect that the Rambam holds are very problematic if you inside have a desire. For instance, the arayos of family relations, like for a person to have a desire to have relations with his sister or with his grandmother. Those are things that certainly, I think we would expect, are on the list of things that if you have a desire and you control yourself, reflect a low level. So it could mean here when the Medrash, because again, the Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a person shouldn't say, I don't want to be involved in arayos. A person should say, I want to, but I don't because Hashem. So we have to assume that he means either nida, like a husband or a wife, a couple, that they would have a desire to be together even when the woman is still halachically considered a nida. That could be an example. And that's a big discussion if nida is considered one of the arayos. But be that as it may, there could be others, perhaps infidelity. Maybe one can make an argument that a person can have a very natural and normal attraction to somebody else's spouse, or someone who's in wedlock can have a very, so a woman who's married could have a very, could naturally have a desire for someone else, even if she's married. And it could be areas like that where the Rambam, or the Rav Shimon Gamliel, is referring to when he says that it's very normal and even healthy to say, I would like to do this thing, but I don't because the Torah tells me not to. Okay. These mitzvos that we're referring to right now, the ones where it's normal, and not only is it normal, it's commendable, and it reflects a high level to want to do them, but you don't because the Torah said not to. So these are what we refer to as chukos. These are chukim that Hashem says that I chakakti lecha, that I legislated. And they're only laws because I legislated them. And you have no rishus to start questioning me about them. These are, they don't have a tam, or their tam is not so obvious. And we even get mocked by the Gentiles for them. Why don't you eat meat and milk? It's ridiculous. So there are things that we get mocked, like Paraduma and Sira Mishtaleach. And the other mitzvos, the ones that we call sichlios, the Rambam says are also called mitzvos. You know, we more traditionally refer to them as mishpatim. Chuk, right? We refer to the chok and the mishpat. But the Rambam here says chukos and mitzvos. And mitzvos, the general term mitzvos, he says, are for the sichlios, the ones that we would have figured out. K'fima sheberu chachamim. Hine yizbor lecham yikol ma'ashamarnu ezo min averos yemin misha lo yishtok ilim yoser chashuv. The Rambam says, I've explained to you which are the averos that it's better to be in a situation where you don't have a desire for them, and which are the ones that it's yoser chashuv min ha-mishtok alayhem v'kovish yitzro, man ve'ezrem yinyan behefech, and which one it's the opposite, that it's better to have a desire for them and you control yourself. V'zeh chiddush nifla behemid shnei ma'amarim, and this is, the Rambam says, this is my chiddush about how to deal with what seems to be a contradiction. Ulashonim moral mitas mashabayarnu kvar nishlma pkanvazer perek. And I even showed to you how it works out very well in the Lashon, Rav Shimon Gamliel. And that is what I want to speak about in this perek. Just an interesting final point. If you take a look in the back of Maseches Avodah Zarah, where there's where the Shmona Prakim is included in the standard Vilna Shas, so there's the parish of the Yavetz there. So the Yavetz takes a different approach. He disagrees with the Rambam in this perek, if you take a look, he has a saga on this perek where he argues that against the view of the philosophers, the view that the Rambam brought from Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he argues that even regarding some of the mitzvos that we refer to as the sichlios, that the person on the higher level is the one who has the desire for them, it doesn't do it. So he says, for instance, Geneva. Geneva, he says, to steal other people's property is not necessarily reflective of a sick soul. And it might be very normal to want to steal. And to not do it because the Torah told you not to reflects the higher level. He quotes, B'makom Shabbat Yitshuvim Omdim, Dein Tzadikim Gmurim Yichom Lamod. So that's just an interesting Meir Makom to look at when you learn this Perek.